24 days and counting till the NFL draft, April 22nd. As we count them down, 32 days, 32 teams. It's 32 days of the NFL draft right here at JoeBucksFan.com. Today we take a look at the very busy Arizona Cardinals this offseason. Players coming, players going, changing in the philosophies. It's been a hectic one for the Arizona Cardinals this offseason, losing guys like Carlos Dansby, Antrell Roll moving on. You bring in Joey Porter. You trade for Kerry Rhodes. You know, Kerry Rhodes coming in and helping them at the safety position really answers the question of Antrell Roll being let go. And Kerry Rhodes coming in, he had a fallout in New York with the Jets, but to just trade a fourth-round pick and a seventh-round pick in 2011, I'd say that was a great move by the Cardinals to get him and really address a need on their team. Joey Porter comes in as well. Remember his ties to Ken Wisenhunt over in Pittsburgh. Joey Porter comes in also addressing a need that I thought they were going to address in the draft, maybe a possible Sergio Kindle late in that first round. I think with the signing of Joey Porter and the amount of money they gave him, I actually think that that need has been answered with Joey Porter, and they can focus on other areas, such as middle linebacker is an area that the Cardinals could look at, and we'll get into some more in just a moment. Recent draft history for the Cardinals tells us that they like talent. They've done a very good job, especially with first-round picks in the past few years. Beanie Wells, first-round pick last year, did a good job of not just forcing him in, but splitting time with Tim Hightower. And then late in the season, we really saw Beanie Wells. Usually when the freshmen, when the rookies hit that rookie wall, they start to fall apart at the end of the season. Well, Beanie Wells, since he didn't get that many carries early on in the year, really got stronger as the year went on. So that was pretty impressive there. The rest of their draft was very average, I'd say. You know, Cody Brown out of UConn was their second-round selection. Really didn't do a whole lot. And then Rashad Johnson out of Alabama as the safety. Okay guy. You know, I think, you know, coming from Alabama, you expect him to be technically sound. But adds good depth, I think, to their safety position there. In 2008, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie was their first-round selection. Calais Campbell was their second-round selection. So two good picks there. In the third round, they grabbed Early Doucette, gave them, the Cardinals that is, an opportunity. And one guy we haven't talked about, Anquan Boldin, also gone, traded to the Baltimore Ravens. But Early Doucette gave the Cardinals an opportunity because he could step in, be that third receiver, and allow the Cardinals to move on from Anquan Boldin and really get some value in return. Not great value, but they didn't have to pay Anquan Boldin the amount of money he was looking for. Also got Tim Hightower late in that draft in 2008. Levi Brown was their first-round pick in 2007. He really solidified an offensive line that was putrid going into that draft, but he's been a mainstay there. Previously at left tackle, or at right tackle, looks like he's now moving to left tackle for them. And they also got Ben Patrick in the seventh round of the 2007 draft. So what are the Cardinals going to do in this year's draft? Well, I originally had them taking Sergio Kindle. That was before the signing of Joey Porter. And I love the process leading up to the draft, because with every signing, with every move, things change. And with the signing of Joey Porter, to me, tells me that they're not going to draft one of these outside linebacker hybrids. The center position is an area of need that I think the Cardinals do want to address. And right there with the 26th pick, Marquise Pouncey from Florida would be an ideal pick, I think, for the Cardinals there right before the Indianapolis Colts, which is where I had Marquise Pouncey going. So definitely a possibility with that. Jimmy Clausen, you also want to watch him. Like I said, if he gets past the Seahawks at 13, there's a chance that we see a Jimmy Clausen free fall. And if that were to take into effect, you're going to look, I think, the first team after the Seahawks that have or has a need for a quarterback is probably the Arizona Cardinals right here at 26. How committed are they to Matt Leinart? And if Jimmy Clausen is still there, would they take a flyer on Clausen and let Clausen and Leinart try and battle it out in training camp. I do think, even with Ben Patrick coming in, I do think that the Arizona Cardinals could use a tight end and an inside linebacker, as we said. You want a linebacker on the inside with Carlos Dansby leaving. Is there a linebacker that fits their type of defense? You want a bigger middle linebacker, I'd think. Brandon Spikes fit that mold. However, you know, with his speed, his lack of speed, he's definitely going to fall. I think it's a little high for Darryl Washington. I don't know if he fits their mold either. He's more of a smaller speed type of linebacker. I don't know if he fits there in the middle for the Arizona Cardinals. How the Cardinals affect the Buccaneers, really not much to worry about. I think with the Cardinals, with their needs being at center and at quarterback, possibly another offensive tackle. So offensive line is still looking to address that. Tight end. Really all these needs that the Buccaneers, for the most part, have solidified. So you don't really have much to worry about in regards to the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals could be, any of these teams late in the first round, could be potential trade partners, though, that the Buccaneers should look into as well, if they are looking to trade back into the first round, which is a big if right now. That's going to do it for the Arizona Cardinals. We shall be back tomorrow. Make sure you keep coming back. Our 32 days of the NFL draft continues tomorrow with the Baltimore Ravens right here at JoeBucksFan.com.